HD Smartcast. You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
Voting for the 8th and final phase of the ongoing West Bengal Assembly elections began at 7 a.m. today at polling booths across 35 assembly constituencies. Later in the day, after 7:30 p.m., news channels and poll agencies will come out with their exit polls for the five assembly elections held recently, including the one in Bengal. Counting of votes and declaration of results for all 294 constituencies in the eastern state, as well as the four other assembly elections, will take place on May 2nd. Coming under fire for scheduling the elections in eight phases amid the current second wave of the coronavirus disease, Election Commission of India has banned victory processions on or after the counting of votes. A little over 10 million people signed up on the Koin platform in roughly 6 hours after it began accepting registrations from those above the age of 18 for vaccination against coronavirus disease after 4 p.m. on Wednesday. Social media flooded with screenshots and posts by people that the portal was not allowing anyone under the age of 45 to select an appointment. A government official said this was because vaccination sites were mostly available at present for people over 45 years of age who continue to be part of the campaign for which doses are being distributed by the center, whereas doses for those under 45 are meant to be acquired directly by state governments or private hospitals, which is yet to happen. The United States is sending supplies worth more than $100 million to India to help it fight a surge of COVID-19 cases, the White House said in a statement late on Wednesday. The supplies, which will begin arriving on Thursday and continue into next week, include 1,000 oxygen cylinders, 15 million N95 masks and 1 million rapid diagnostic tests. The U.S. also has redirected its own order of AstraZeneca manufacturing supplies to India, which will allow it to make over 20 million doses of COVID-19 vaccine. SOS calls for medical oxygen have reduced from Delhi's hospitals over the past 2 days, with most of them now able to maintain stocks till replenishments arrive, but this has also come at the cost of not being able to offer critical emergency support even if they have beds available for fear of not being able to get the oxygen required to care to a larger pool of patients. With the procurement of more cryogenic tankers to transport liquid oxygen from the central pool, and the creation of more plants in the city to create medical oxygen from ambient air, the situation is likely to stabilize slightly over the week. Top US infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci has said that countries around the world have failed to provide a global response to coronavirus disease pandemic to prevent the outbreak from overwhelming India, according to a report by The Guardian. Fauci, the White House's chief medical advisor, told Guardian Australia that a global response with equity throughout the world was the only way to fight the pandemic.
You were listening to the HD Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HD Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HD Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
These teams that you make on this app, are you even winning?
Not yet.
It's better to win on Cricket Bazi contest.
Watch Craig Bazi on HD Smartcast YouTube channel and win exciting gifts on the daily Craig Bazi Ka Bazigar contest. Craig Bazi on HD Smartcast YouTube channel. Click on the bell icon to never miss a chance to win. Subscribe to HD Smartcast for more podcasts.
HD Smartcast. You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.